Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode with your chronically online internet bestie, Jackie. Two episodes this week. Woohoo! So on Fridays, when I feel like doing it, I'm going to do Q&As. It's your questions. You can email them through. The email's in the show notes. I'm so puffed. I don't know why. So let's just get into it. First question is, how do I make friends as an adult? My partner and I moved from Melbourne to a small town in Tasmania to run a business, and I've never been more isolated or lonely. Don't get me wrong, he's my best friend, but who am I meant to talk shit about him with? Joking, but not joking, but honestly, finding it so hard to make friends in my late 20s. TBH, I didn't have many friends either in Melbourne, so help, internet bestie. Okay. This is a tough one, and I can speak from experience on this because I obviously moved from Melbourne to Perth, and I was worried about that as well. I was sort of like, it's so daunting to go from having a whole friend group in your hometown, home state, to then going and just basically starting all over again, and you don't know anyone except for your partner. Like, and as you say, like, obviously you have your partner and you love them more than anything, and you've obviously moved with them, and like, you know, you're all in for that, but you need other friends because, yeah, like, everybody needs to just yap to other people. You need a like soundboard for other issues. Like, you can't just go to your partner for everything. I think that's like, obviously, like, you can tell them about everything and talk to them about everything, but it's healthy to have other friends. Like, I don't think you should just have, you know, if you just have one person giving you advice all the time, like, it's probably, I don't know, it's not going to be the best. You need options. So I totally feel you there, sis. So, let me think about the things that I did when I moved to Perth. Obviously, it was a little bit easier for me because Nathan, my partner, plays a team sport, and a lot of the boys on his team have partners, and I've met a lot of people through them. Then obviously with what I do, I had people DM me and were like, oh, you know, if you ever need friends, blah, blah, blah. And like, I just literally did that. Like, I would reply to people and be like, oh my God, yes, Keen, like, let's get a drink. And then you sort of meet people that way. Then I feel like once you meet one person, it's sort of, what's the word? Like, snowballs into meeting other people. But you have to be like open to meeting people. I think the thing is, like, if someone's going to be like, if you've moved somewhere new, and you meet someone and someone's going to be like, oh, hey, like, do you want to go for a drink here? You need to actually go and do it. And like, as daunting as it is to put yourself out of your comfort zone, it's worth it in the long run because that's how you're going to make friends. Because obviously when you meet people too, they already have other friends and they'll sort of bring you into the fold. Like, a lot of the people that I've met have been other friends. And that's how I've made friends. Could I say friends another time? But I totally get that it's super daunting. There's also apps like Bumble BFF. I've heard that it is actually really, really good and handy for people that are looking for friends because you can find people that have the same interests as you and meet up with them, go for a drink, go for a walk, go for a picnic, like whatever you want to do. It's so daunting though. Like, when I first moved to Perth, one of my good friends here now, Shannon, she actually slid into my DMs and was like, hey, like, do you want to, like, if you ever need friends, like, we can hang out, like, let's go for a picnic or something. And I remember Nathan dropped me off for the picnic and I was so nervous. I felt like I was literally going on a first date, but we just got on so well. And now she's like one of my good friends here. So I'm like, so grateful that she did that. But yeah, it is really daunting. There's something so scary about making new friends as an adult, because when you're younger, I feel like you just become friends with people from like a situational perspective. Like, you'll have your school friends, then you'll have like uni friends, then you'll have like going out friends. Like, you know how you just like accumulate friends a lot easier. When you're an adult, it is so much harder and you actually have to put in a lot more effort. And you obviously have to constantly, you know, check in with them, hang out with them. And it can't just be like, you know, you're partying every weekend. It has to be like, you know, you got to get to know them and stuff. But it's actually really nice to like make new friends, have new people to like talk about new things with. And I don't know, it just sort of like, it'll happen. I feel like if you meet one person, you can then be like, let's hang out with your friend group, or next time you guys do something as a group, I would love to come. Or, you know, you can sort of just see, like, test the waters in that way. But I know it is really, really hard. I totally feel for you. Especially since you're just with your partner and you've moved to Tasmania. But it's so exciting. You've moved there to run a business. Oh, I feel so bad. You've never been more isolated and lonely. I just keep reading the question. That's honestly horrible. But maybe if you like ever see people like on, I don't know, social media, or if you have seen someone that you know that lives around you, you can always just DM them. Like, I think that's fine. If you feel like you want to DM someone, or if you've met someone through someone else, like just shoot your shot. Like the worst case scenario is they don't reply. The worst case scenario is you don't click, whatever. Like not everybody has to get on with everybody, but I think you just have to put yourself out there a little bit. Maybe get an app and just test it out and see how you go. But you have to put in effort. Good luck. I'm wishing you all the best. Please let me know how you go. I really hope you find a good group of friends. And honestly, you don't need heaps of friends. That's the thing. Like saying like I didn't have many friends in Melbourne either. It's like it doesn't even matter. It's quality over quantity always. And I feel like you realize that the older you get too. Like when you're younger, you have like a huge group of friends and it's all fair and good, but there's so many people in that group that like I would be like, I can't sit down with you and have a full on D&M about things that are happening in my life and things that I want to talk about or things that affect me or just like my interests and hobbies. It's certain friends for certain things and they're just sort of there. So it's like, it's definitely quality over quantity. You will get there. I have faith in you. Wishing you all the best. Next question. Hey girl, a question for the pod. How to be grateful? How to get through senior years of high school? Adore you so much. Have the best night / day. Ooh, adore you right back. Okay, how to be grateful. I have been working on this one. This was one of my New Year's resolutions or New Year's goals or like a habit change that I want to try and work on. Because we can all be ungrateful brats at any time. And I found myself being, I don't know, just not like ungrateful, but just like you get down in the dumps and then you have to like remind yourself that you're so lucky to be where you are. We're so blessed. I'm so blessed. And like, obviously you can be down and sad certain days. Like it's not like you can never be upset, but mine's more about just being grateful for the small things. Like I think it's really good to sort of go throughout your day and sit in certain moments. Like I've been trying to do that lately. Like Nathan told me to start doing this. Like for example, it's just like something small, like your morning coffee. Sit down and like don't go on your phone and just like enjoy your morning coffee and then be like, wow, that was really nice. Like it was so nice to just sit here and enjoy my coffee. And then you're sort of like grateful for the little things, because we forget to be like grateful for the small mundane tasks, but they're really good. Like some people don't have that. A lot of people don't have that. A lot of people can't just sit down and like enjoy a coffee in the morning. So I've started being like, I'm so grateful that I can have that. I'm so grateful that I can sit here and enjoy a coffee, or I'm so grateful I can go for a walk in the morning. I'm so grateful I can go to the gym. Like so many people can't do that. So I have been trying to sit back, take a step back and focus more on the small things and try and just like be happy and grateful, because you only get one life, which don't get me started, I will spiral, but you don't want to be ungrateful the whole time. You want to be like enjoying things, experiencing things, being happy and not just negative Nelly all the time. I find myself getting into negative state of minds a bit. I did a lot last year, and it's so easy to be like, boohoo, poor me. Like, you know, you get in a funk and you're just like, the world is against me, blah, blah, blah. But it's just like a new habit you have to build. Like retraining your mind to be grateful and to be positive and to be happy is a new habit. So I think everybody should work on that. And I am working on that. But I totally get that it is hard. But just start with the small things, honestly, and then work your way up. And then how to get through senior years of high school. I'm the worst person to ask about anything to do with high school. I really struggled in high school. I did not thrive. The only thing I thrived in was socializing. I used to love recess and lunchtime because I just got to hang out with my friends. Like, I just had the funnest time in high school with my friends. Like, we always used to just chat shit at lunch. And, like, I don't know, like, I loved high school for the social aspect. I just feel like I had such a good group of friends, and I don't know, it was just so fun for me. Like, I really had, when I think about high school, I think about my friends. I don't think about, like, sitting in maths class, because I absolutely hated that. I sucked so bad at high school. I really struggled. I didn't understand why other people were really smart and I wasn't. And it really, like, used to get me down. Even, like, still, I'm like, wow, I really sucked at that. Why did I suck at that? But I just think it was, like, not for me. And I know, like, people always say that. And they're like, high school was not for me. It's because, like, they were dumb or something. And that is me. But I just, like, don't learn like that. That's not the way that I thrive. I don't do rote learning. I really can't remember anything unless it's a movie quote or a song lyric. I struggled so much. And it used to give me so much anxiety. And I felt like a piece of shit. But I loved all my friends and I loved going to high school for that reason. So how to get through it, I think. And also now I look back and I think, God, I wish I could go back to school. Like, I didn't appreciate it enough. Like, maybe if I went back now, I might do better. Because I think now I have more of an appreciation for learning things. Like, I actually like learning now, but it's more like in my own way that I like learning stuff. Like, I will research random things all the time and be interested to learn about it. Never have I ever been like, let me look up the Pythagoras theorem or whatever the hell that thing is called. No one cares. No one uses that now. No one needed to know that. I don't need to know how to do the square root of anything. I don't need to know how to measure a triangle. No one gives a fuck. But you have to do that stuff. It's annoying. But if I could go back, I would. It's so crazy. Like, if I could go back to high school, I probably would go. No, I don't know. I don't know. It would be fun. But I think it's just like, it's one of those things that it's like a blip in your life. It's going to be over before you know it. And then you'll look back and be like, damn, I miss high school. So I think just try to, again, be grateful that you get to go to high school. Be grateful that it's not that long in your life. Like, so much more of your life is coming and yet to come. The best parts of your life. And when you look back, you'll be like, wow, that wasn't even that bad. It wasn't even that long. You just got to, like, put your head down, get it done. And yeah, it's all going to be okay. But I totally understand how it's hard to get through it when you're in it. Like, when you're going through it, it feels like it's never ending. I remember the days used to tick by so slowly. Like, you go to school from like 8 till 3 or whatever, 9 till 3, whatever it is. But that time, I would be looking at the clock every 2 seconds, wishing the day would end. But now, from like 9 to 3, I'm like, it goes in a blink of an eye. Oh my God, I can't. Like, the time right now just goes so quick anyway. The older you get, what is that thing about how it's like the older you get, the quicker time goes because you've been alive longer. Therefore, you know, like, by the time you get to, say, 80 years old, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but I feel like if you've heard it, you'll know what I mean. But it's basically saying that when you get to an older age, you've experienced more life and more time. Therefore, the time feels shorter because you've been alive longer. So, for example, I was talking to my nana the other day, and she was just saying that the days go so quick for her, and she's in her 90s. And I was saying, it's because you've been alive for so long. And she was like, no, that's not why. And I'm like, no, it is why. That's literally, like, what's it called? Like, time relevance? I don't know, guys. I'm not, as you can see, I'm struggling. But you'll get through it and you'll look back and honestly wish you could go back. So enjoy it while you can. Next question. Hey, Jackie, I struggle to stay in a good gym routine and I'm wondering if you have any tips, advice for staying motivated and consistent. Love the pod and you. Love you back. I am actually going through a little switch up right now with my gym routine. So I used to do Monday to Friday just going to the gym, and I would do like either a program that I would buy or just whatever I felt like doing. And I felt like it wasn't serving me anymore. I hurt my back. I actually need to tell you guys this story. So basically what happened was I leant down to pick up a, what's that? It's like a bar. No, it's not a bar. It's like a big ball and it's a weight. And what's it called? Like, I don't know what it's called, but it's a ball and it's a weight. God, why can't I think of what it's called? I don't know. It's not a dumbbell, but it's the other one that's like a big ball and has like a handle on the top. I went to pick it up just to move it because it was someone else's that they'd left in the space that I needed to work out in. And as I leant down to pick it up, my back like twang and I literally let out some sort of a noise and I couldn't stand back up. Like I was actually so embarrassed. And it was one of the days that I was like at the gym on my own. So I was like, how am I going to get out to my car and leave without anyone noticing that I'm like keeled over? Oh, and it hurt so bad. And I had to walk out pretending like I hadn't just injured myself, but I obviously had. And then just walking normally was obviously doing more damage. Drove home. It took me so long to get into my car as well. Take that stuff for granted. I couldn't get into my car without like squeals of pain. Got into my car, finally drove home. I could barely like lean forward to use the steering wheel. Really showing my age here. Got home, called the physio and booked an appointment. And then I went in and like had to do physio for like 2 weeks because I'd like pulled, I don't know what I'd done, but I'd done something to my back. And so ever since then, I've sort of been a bit anxious to properly work out because I don't want to hurt myself again because I was literally like immobile for a few days and it was so painful. And Nathan was away at the time too. So I was literally like, what the hell do I do? I can't do anything. So I think since then I've been like out of routine and I've been like mentally struggling because I like doing a workout in the morning. I feel like it gives me like endorphins, or obviously it gives you endorphins, and then I feel like I'm set up for the day. Sometimes if I don't work out or don't do something, like don't move my body in the morning, I'll be like in a slump. So lately I've been starting hot Pilates. I love hot Pilates. It's like hot mat Pilates. I used to do reformer, but I think I prefer mat. I think it works out way more muscles, and then the hot aspect makes it just like a extra level of activity. So I do that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Tuesday and Thursday, I say I'll either go for a run or go to the gym and do whatever I feel like doing. But I think the thing is with getting into a good gym routine is just not putting too much pressure on yourself. And if you don't feel like going, just listen to your body. I think it can get super toxic very quickly and you can have like negative self-talk and you can talk down to yourself and make yourself feel shitty about not staying in a routine, but realistically it's whatever you want to do. You don't have to follow someone else's routine. Do whatever feels right for you. I think staying motivated for me is doing classes, because if I'm locked into a class, I am motivated to go. Sometimes if I'm going to the gym, that's where I find myself slacking, because you don't have anyone being like, okay, come in at 7, let's do this workout, and then you leave. You go in and you sort of have to motivate yourself, which is why when I did go to the gym, I did programs, because they have the whole thing set out for you. So they'll say Monday it's legs and this is the exercises, Tuesday it's arms, you do these exercises, so on so forth. As soon as it's just up to me, I find myself diddling around the gym, listening to a podcast, listening to music. I just sit there on my phone and it's just a waste of time. So I think a good tip is to do a workout plan. They even have like, even on like Pinterest and YouTube, you can get workout plans really easily if you don't want to pay for one. Another thing that, so if you go to the gym, I think getting a plan is always best. If you can do like a PT, that's also good, someone to motivate you. If you can go with a friend, again, super motivating. It's fun to go with someone else. It's fun to like keep yourself both accountable for going and also putting in the best effort you can possibly put in. And then classes, I think, are also a really good way to stay motivated and consistent. But yeah, I think just not putting too much pressure on yourself is the main thing, because as soon as it starts getting toxic is when you'll start resenting it, and you have to be wanting to do it for the right reasons. So for example, I like doing workouts because of the endorphins and how it makes me feel. I'm not like, oh, I'm trying to like, I don't know, sometimes it can get really toxic. Or you're like, I want to be able to squat this many kilos, or I want to be able to run this many kilometers. I think it's good to have a goal as well. But definitely working out with other people keeps me in check too, or classes. Can I say it any more times? I hope that helps. Next question. Hi, Queen. I love my best friend to death, but recently I've found that she has been copying me quite a bit. I didn't mind at first, but now it's starting to trigger me. What should I do? This is such a tough one. I feel like everybody has experienced something along the lines of this in their life at some point with a friend or whatever. And it's such a hard one. Oh my God, it's so difficult to deal with things like this. You would think that a friend copying you would be flattering and you would take it as like a compliment, and to an extent you do, but I totally understand the point as to where it gets triggering and you start noticing it and it just becomes a bit annoying. Especially if you're buying things, like say for example, I like bought a t-shirt and then someone goes out and buys that t-shirt. Like I remember that used to happen in high school a bit, where back when like your mom used to buy you clothes and then someone else's mom would buy them that, and you're like, well, okay, interesting. And I always see dilemmas about this, about formal dresses, about people getting the same formal dresses and having to like claim it in a group before formal. I find that so funny. So I think what I would do is I would reach out to the friend over text and just say like, hey, do you have time this week? Let's go for a coffee. Let's go for a walk. Something just chill. And then when you meet up with them in person, maybe somehow try to bring it up in the conversation. Maybe just be like, oh, it's so awkward. I don't know. I really struggle with stuff like this too, so I totally get the dilemma. But maybe saying something like, hey, I've noticed lately that we have a lot of the same stuff. I'm just wondering, oh my God, I don't even know. This gives me the ick just thinking about it. I actually struggle with this so much. I don't know, like, how would you say it and not come across as like a cow? Because also, what if they weren't, and then you just like so far up your ass that you think they are? Maybe just say like, I've noticed recently that we have a lot of the same stuff, and I feel like if you ever wanted to, you could even say like, if you ever want to borrow my things, like, please let me know. Like, and then, oh, I don't know, I'm like struggling with this so much. I don't know what to say. This is so hard, because you guys already know that I struggle with confrontation and things like that. And it's always scary because your friend could get defensive. So they could be like, you know, that's all in your head, or I don't know. But maybe you just have to like talk to them about like personal style and how fun it would be if you guys went shopping. Maybe you could like phrase it as, let's go shopping together and like pick out different things so we can mix and match, and like, because we have similar styles, it's fun to like complement each other in our styles instead of wearing the same things. Like, maybe you could word it like that, because they're never probably going to admit to copying you anyway. Like, no one would do that, and being called out for stuff is always like just so intense. So you would definitely have to tiptoe around that and go in quite neutral and not go in as like, I don't know, in a mean sense. I don't know if this has helped at all. This is seriously so hard. I need to work through these situations myself. Like, not this exact one, but I need to like work out how I would even go about it, because this is the type of stuff that I really struggle with. So if anybody has any tips on how we could do this, please let me know. I would love to know. So please email askinternetbestie@gmail.com with what you would do in this situation. I would love to know. Maybe I will post this on my story and get you guys to reply with voice notes about what you would do, because I would be so keen to hear. Yes, let's do that next week on Friday. Perfect. I'm going to end it there because I am excited to hear what you guys are going to say. And I will speak to you guys next Friday. I hope you have the most amazing weekend. Let me know what you get up to. You guys know I'll be playing Monica's. I love you so much. Bye.